Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. This is the LinkNKY Daily Headlines Podcast. I'm Matt Spaulding. On today's episode, Transportation Cabinet offering new scholarship in construction management. Excellence in Education Award nominations now open. Governor Andy Beshear files for re-election in 2023. And NKU Dean of College of Health and Human Services to retire. The Link Daily Headlines podcast is sponsored by CVG Airport. CVG Airport has been serving the community for 75 years. And to celebrate this special milestone, the airport is inspiring travel once again with a year-long Travel Dreams sweepstakes. Every month, one lucky winner is chosen to receive an airfare voucher with one of CVG's many airline partners to help make their travel dreams come true. You can learn more about CVG's 50-plus nonstop destinations and enter for a chance to win at cvgairport.com/CVG75. Transportation Cabinet offering new scholarship in construction management, reported on by Link NKY staff. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, KYTC, is expanding its two civil engineering scholarship programs to include a construction management scholarship, which provides tuition assistance, hands-on experience, and employment after graduation. KYTC will award up to 30 new scholarships for the 2022-2023 school year to prospective and current college students pursuing civil engineering and engineering technology degrees. The application deadline is February 1st, 2023. The new Construction Management Scholarship is for students focusing on a four-year construction management degree who attend Northern Kentucky University, Eastern Kentucky University, Western Kentucky University, Morehead State University, or Murray State University. A limited number of scholarships will be offered, and they will be worth up to $59,200, also ranging from $7,200 to $7,600 per semester. The scholarship begins during the summer and offers job placement at KYTC after graduation. The scholarship begins during the summer and offers job placement at KYTC after graduation. Scholarship recipients agree to work for KYTC for a year for every year they receive the scholarship. Scholarship recipients will be notified in April. Excellence in Education Award nominations now open, reported on by Link NKY staff. Nominations are now open for the 2023 Excellence in Education Celebration Awards, where outstanding students, educators, community partners, and business leaders will be recognized. Winners will be announced at the end of February and honored at the Excellence in Education Celebration on April 25, 2023. To nominate an outstanding individual or business, to apply for the St. Elizabeth Healthcare Scholarship, or to read about each scholarship, please visit nkyec.org/excellence-in-education-awards. Nominations for the Golden Apple Award, Student Services Award, AD Albright Administrator of the Year Award, Extraordinary Service Award, and the Robert J. Storer Business Education Champion Award are all due by 5 p.m. January 6, 2023. Nominations for Business Engagement of the Year Award, Academic All-Star Awards, Career and Technical All-Star Awards, Student Leadership Awards, Against All Odds Awards, and the St. Elizabeth Healthcare Scholarship Program nominations are due by 5 p.m. January 20th, 2023. Governor Andy Beshear files for re-election in 2023, reported on by Mark Payne. Though he announced his intention to again run for the state's highest office in 2021, Governor Andy Beshear officially filed to run for re-election on Monday. First elected in 2019 after defeating Republican incumbent Matt Bevin, Beshear signed the paperwork for a second term in the office of the Secretary of State, joined by his family and Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman. Today, with Brittany, Will, Lila, and my parents by my side, I filed to run for re-election of Governor of our great Commonwealth, Beshear said in a Facebook post. Jacqueline Coleman and I remain committed to building a better Kentucky for all our families. Beshear will face Pepe Martin in the primary. Martin is a former Republican who won the gubernatorial nomination in 1999, but lost to Democrat Paul Patton in the general election. Beshear has so far raised more than $4.5 million for his re-election campaign. Whoever wins the Democratic primary will face a very crowded Republican field. 12 candidates have announced a run for governor, including three Northern Kentuckians, State Representative Savannah Maddox, former attorney Eric Dieters, and David Cooper, who filed to run last month. The field includes State Auditor Mike Harmon, former United Nations Ambassador Kelly Kraft, Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles, Attorney General Daniel Cameron, Somerset Mayor Alan Keck, Anthony Moore, Johnny Rice, Robert DeVore, and Robbie Smith. After Beshear's announcement, the Republican Party of Kentucky spokesman Sean Southard said that the Democratic incumbent doesn't represent Kentucky values. During his time in office, Andy Beshear has vetoed a tax cut during 40-year high inflation, embraced a woke agenda on race and gender, and presided over an incredible loss in learning for our students, Southard said in a statement. Southard also pointed out that for the first time in Kentucky history, Republican voter registration outnumbers Democratic voters, and Republicans further gain seats in both the Senate and the House, where they hold supermajorities. In the Senate, 31 out of 38 seats, and in the House, 80 out of 100 seats. In 2022, Kentuckians rejected him and the Democratic Party by flipping the voter registration advantage to Republicans and sending a record number of our candidates into office, Southard said. The fundamentals are strong for a Republican candidate to defeat him, and we stand ready to support our nominee once the primary process is concluded. In 2023, The Andy Beshear Show will have its final season. NKU Dean of College of Health and Human Services to retire, reported on by Link NKY staff. Northern Kentucky University's Dean of College of Health and Human Services since 2018, Dale Stevenson, will retire at the end of the fall 2022 semester. Beginning in the spring 2023 semester, Gannon Tiger, who has been with the university since 2005, will serve as interim dean. Tiger currently serves NKU as the Assistant Vice Provost for Advising and First-Year Experience. And those are the headlines we are following for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. The Link NKY Daily Headlines podcast is published Monday through Friday and can be heard on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have a comment about the podcast or know a story you think we should cover? Email me, mspalding@linkny.com. And for more on today's headlines and to see what else is happening around Northern Kentucky, visit linknky.com.